views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers.
You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Welcome to Intuit University, compassionate guidance, connecting you to your inner wisdom with internationally renowned psychic and medium, Sherry Dillard. Sherry believes that we're all psychic, and she's the expert in understanding the various ways that intuition naturally surfaces and activating your most powerful and natural wisdom, your psychic knowing. Get ready for an hour of practical spirituality, fun, and a magic carpet ride into the spirit realm. This hit show is a combination of call-in readings and intuitive mentoring as Sherry supports, inspires, and empowers you to create your best life in relationships, career, finances, life purpose, spirituality, and more. Tap into the divine within to harness your innate ability to co-create abundance, harmonious relationships, joy, and well-being in a fun and interesting way. Now, here's your host, Sherry Dillard.
Hello, everybody. This is Sherry. So glad I'm here today. And I'll tell you what, this radio program is teaching me so much. One of the things I am learning is patience, because I've definitely, needing to learn that. Long story, I'll tell you all some other time. But anyway, I am here today, like I'm here every Thursday at this same time, talking about all kinds of interesting things. And I have today with us a guest, Colin Whitby, who is from the UK. He runs an e-zine, a web-zine. Called The Magic of Being, which is, please check it out. It's a very interesting site, which talks about all kinds of spiritual, multidimensional kinds of happenings. And I'm so glad he's here, because we're going to get into that. Before we do, I just want to remind everybody that my website is www.sherrydiller.com, and I've got some classes coming up this later in December and then into January. These classes are in Chapel Hill, North Carolina, but I'm going to be offering the same classes on Skype and through the web. Hopefully I'll get that all together by this winter. But anyway, let's bring on Colin. Colin, let me just tell you a little bit about him. He's an author, and he contributed to the book 2012, Creating Your Own Shift, and The Sacred Shift, Co-Creating Your Future in the New Renaissance. He also helped Charmin Redwood with her book 2012, A New Earth Rising, where they looked into the future to see how we created our new earth, which I definitely want to know more about. Colin is very attuned to energy and some of the shifts that are happening right now, and that's kind of hopefully what we're going to get into a little bit. So Colin, I hope you're there. Are you there?
I'm here, yes.
Wonderful. Oh, and you've got that great, great UK calm voice, which is nice. I first met Colin, I think it was in March. Well, I didn't physically meet him, but met him through the internet. I think it was in March, April or May, sometime after my book, The Miracle Workers Handbook, was first published. And Colin was very nice to run an article that I wrote about it, and then he interviewed me about it. And it was just such a really powerful kind of connection with Mary that I had with Colin, and just with his energy in general and his sensitivity, that I really wanted to bring him on today just to kind of share his energy and share his perspective with everybody. And so, Colin, so happy you're here. Thank you so much for joining us. Colin, how long have you been running? Have you been working with the Magic of Being, the website?
Oh, the website. I think it must be 6 or 7 years. Its current form is quite recent, probably 2 to 3. I had several sort of ideas of what it might be, and all of them were quite unreasonable in terms of website design. Now, it's quite ironic, really, because that's what I do for a living, in a sense. I do customer strategy and contact, with particularly with websites. And I broke all my own rules about defining what I wanted, how I wanted it to work, and all that sort of thing. So once we'd got that down, we realized that actually a web zine was probably the best way to go forward. So I started with the web zine, and it's been building pretty good, actually, quite a steady build this year as well, in particular, because all the interest in 2012, you know, it's been great fun.
I've been looking at the website since I, you know, kind of discovered it through you, through the book. And, you know, let's start with talking about that, because you seem to me, because I've interviewed a fair number of people, I've talked to different people about this, I myself have been interested in this, but tell, you know, because you're running the website, you're very attuned to a lot of the people working in the more kind of spiritual realms. Tell us a little bit in your perspective, what's happening both individually and then perhaps even on a more collective basis. How do you perceive the shift, the 2012? What does that kind of mean for you?
This year has been quite an astonishing bunch of shifts, if you like, because I think we started this year with quite a lot of, I guess if I turn it back to 11-11-11 last year, I was lucky enough to take part in a sort of an outside event where we did attunement and work outside in a stone circle, and I met a lot of lovely people there that I've actually started to work with energetically since. And we've been building a lot of energy. That particular event was done through a group called Children of the Sun, and as you might have seen notices about their work. And so I've been very involved in that energy work. And what we've been doing, I was actually asked to jointly take part in some Skype meditations, if you like, or guided journeys on the sort of 1-1-2-2-3-3, you know, so the dates through the month, if you like, for each month. So the next one I've got is actually next week at 12-12, and those have been building and build the energy we've been building each time. It's really astonishing. It's fantastic.
Okay, Colin, look, we're going to back up for a moment here just to kind of get let's assume right now that we need to really define energy. When you say building energy, experiencing energy, what if somebody's listening and they're wondering, I don't know if I'm doing that, I don't know what that would be. And I know these things are really hard to put into words. But as best you can, like, what does that mean to feel that or to be in that energy and to build it?
Well, it's an interesting question, because I know not everyone feels and energy in the same way, so what I'll do is describe it to you from my perspective, and then you know, maybe one or two people will go, oh, yeah, that's the way I do it or feel it. But I'm very energy conscious, in the sense that I can feel it in my cells. I can actually get into so if I go into my heart, and then I sense where the sort of my source energy, I can then sort of feel it going through my body and sort of out to my fingertips. I'm doing it as we speak, and it's a very physical feeling. Liken it to it, and when you're bathing in it, completely bathing in it, it's just like it's a blissful feeling.
So it's physical sense, kind of, you sense it, you feel it, but it also is kind of like euphoric too. There's an emotional component, a spiritual component, physical.
So yeah. As you know, when we were talking last time, as I was reading your book, around Mary, and inviting Mary to join me in the energy, in the love, that was very real, because I could really feel the love flowing And it is a challenge to describe, because somebody can nod and sagely sort of say, "Oh, that's nice, Colin," you know. But actually, it's a very, very real experience.
You know, and it's funny because even as you talk about it right now, I think it activates it for people, you know, because I know that it's funny. As soon as you said Mary and start talking about energy, you know, if we could just maybe, the more we talk about it today, I think the more people are going to be feeling it too, you know, kind of being able to just be part of maybe even building during this conversation, we have more of that. We are going to have to take a break in just a moment. When we come back, we're going to talk a little bit more about energy, about 2012, maybe the shift that happened in 2012. What does that mean energetically for us? Mm-hmm. And then going into the future, we'll talk. So this is Intuit University, and my guest, Colin Whitby, will be back in just a moment.
Tune into Intuit University, compassionate guidance, connecting you to your inner wisdom with internationally renowned psychic and medium, Sherry Dillard, each Thursday at 12 Pacific, 3 Eastern. Get ready for an hour of practical spirituality, fun, and a magic carpet ride into the spirit realm. This hit show is a combination of call-in readings and intuitive mentoring, as Sherry supports, inspires, and empowers you to create your highest good in relationships, career, finances, life purpose, spirituality, and more. For more information, visit SherryDillard.com. Saskia has been helping clients around the world find the North Star in their soul and reinvent their lives through her free breakthrough program, The Secret Soul Map to Your Dreams in 21 Days. If you have a calling but aren't sure how to get there, here's a step-by-step strategy to find your purpose now. You'll learn her proven secrets to achieve your dream in just 21 days. Release your fears and go after your biggest dreams and create the life you love. Visit YourSoulGuidance.com to receive your 21 Secret Soul Map to Your Dreams, or to schedule your Soul Breakthrough Session with Saskia, or call 978-302-0861. That's 978-302-0861. Or visit YourSoulGuidance.com. That's YourSoulGuidance.com to receive the Secret Soul Map to Your Dreams in 21 days.
Did anyone teach you to be a parent? What if there were tools that could make your job a whole lot easier? Glenna Rice invites you to be the questionable parent you truly be in a dynamic teleseries designed to empower parents to know that they know and give you the awareness required to create ease and joy between you and your children. Check out GlennaRice.com to learn more and to book a private session, or dial 415-235-2807.
What if you could teach your child how to follow their own wisdom and make trustworthy decisions? The hit radio show Teaching from the Heart with Julie Kay does just that. Tune in Mondays at 9 a.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com to learn practical and spiritual ways to teach young people how to become confident in who they are. Each week, Julie takes on tough topics that most parents dread, like bullying, peer pressure, self-esteem, social media, relationships, and even poor grades. For more information about Julie Kay, visit MindFocusGeneration.com.
Hello, this is Sherry Dillard, and we're back with Intuit University. We're talking about energy. We're talking about 2012, the shift that we're making. What does that really mean, and how can we kind of move with it? And what happens if we don't? You know, what happens if we try to resist kind of the flow of this big universal kind of current that we're in? And I do have a caller, which I know you're there, Daryl. I'm going to take you in just a couple minutes. I just want to get into this a little bit more with Colin right now. All right, so we just talked a little bit about energy, about what that would feel like. It's kind of, people can experience it in different ways. You know, you might experience it kind of with what Colin was talking about, which might be more kind of a vibration feeling all through all of the cells of your body and a feeling of more euphoria. Some people will feel energy moving through their heart, and they'll feel just waves of love and waves of energy of, you know, kind of just an opening that some people will feel very emotional toward. Others may feel it kind of and get a little spacey and feel kind of like they're just maybe not even grounded, floating around a little bit. But when we talk about this kind of energy, you know, we're talking about a current that has been coming into the planet in much stronger vibration. And that's, you know, kind of this shift that I've talked about a few times in this program of 2012. And my perception of it is bringing in more divine feminine energy. We just mentioned Mother Mary, who Colin and I had in common, kind of an experience of just feeling her energy, feeling the flow. And I know many people have read the book and they've told me the same thing. There's something that gets activated through reading her kind of the spiritual story that I outline in the book. But one of the things I want to ask you about, Colin, is that what, you know, just for anybody who's listening that might not quite understand, what does it mean, like, in your perception, what's happened in 2012 different, we'll say, than previous years?
Well, I think what we've done is, and those of us who've been sort of working, as we might describe ourselves as light workers, we've been, I think we've been consciously opening to the new energies, but I think our actions have actually caused the opening as well. So if I could, you know, maybe describe that as opening doors or portals, you know, where the new energy, there's lots more new energy available, but actually in order to access it, we just need to go to the door, if you like, and then say an opening. Now, it sounds quite easy, but quite often, my experience is that when we go to the, you know, when we go to that special place and say, okay, I'm ready to open this door, what we're actually being asked to do is leave something behind. So
yeah,
it might be an attachment to something. It might be an attachment to an emotion. And that can actually come up as a physical pain, or it can come up as an ache. It can come up as an emotion. You know, so there's all sorts of things come up as you pass through these doorways. But I think a number of us, and it's growing, this number's growing this year especially, I think, are actually moving much quicker through these doorways because of all the light work that's been going on. And I'm thinking that, you know, as people listen to this program, it might not be kind of obvious what this means. But the very fact that we're talking about it, that we're moving the energy, it just makes it a lot easier. And I think that's what's been happening this year. Lots and lots and lots and lots of people opening loads and loads and loads of doors to the new energy, allowing this beautiful core source, you know, love energy to just come into our lives. It just makes it a lot easier for everyone, I think.
You know, and you brought up a really good point too that we sometimes forget, and that is you know, that, like you said, going through that door, a lot of the time, you know, we're asked to let go of something. We're asked to kind of, and a lot of times, you know, the asking feels like a pretty much a falling away, or it's not conscious, you know. We might, you know, find ourselves in a situation where, you know, not even realizing or wondering why did this happen, but relationships that are not supportive of that higher part of us, that more loving part of us, may fall away. Some people I've noticed have one of the big things that I've found recently people going through is actually not feeling like they can find their home. That seems to be a common theme that I've run into in the last 6 months quite strong, is people kind of moving, trying to find home, trying to find where they can kind of where they feel like they belong. And, you know, it's just been recently that I thought, well, why do I keep bumping into this? And then I kind of thought, you know, part of it is that kind of what we're talking about is that I think that third dimensional part of us, that part of us that's been, you know, this is mine, the physical things that we have in the world, our sense of identity, our sense of being, kind of.
Are you feeling stuck? Do you want to be free from fears and doubts and finally feel good about yourself, but you just don't know how to get there? Dr. Schaub's Accelerated Breakthrough Program provides you with the tools and solutions to go beyond your limitations and achieve self-empowered confidence. Call for your free phone consultation at 866-903-MIND. Visit CellularWisdom.com. That's CellularWisdom.com.
Laura Longley is on a mission to remove stuckness from your life for good and replace it with happiness. Tune in each Tuesday at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern for Blue Heron Wisdom Radio with Laura Longley, where authentic change takes flight. Say yes to that inspired you and goodbye to your stuckness as Laura and her guests deliver powerful ways to work through common problems in this fun and unique hit show. Check out Blue Heron Wisdom Radio with Laura Longley on TTRNetwork.com.
Hi, my name is Dr. Dane here from Access Consciousness. Are you a seeker, a dreamer, one of those people who's always known that there should be greater possibilities available but haven't yet been able to create it as your life? I'd like to help. Go to creatinggreaterpossibilities.com, where there's a free video and audio series created especially for you. Once again, creatinggreaterpossibilities.com. It's free, and it's designed to give you the actual tools that you need to create the life you've always been looking for. creatinggreaterpossibilities.com.
Tune in to The Sean and Jen Show, Soul Path Insights Radio, each Tuesday at 3 p.m. Pacific Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show with Sean and Jen will have you saying yes to as much abundance as you desire. Imagine a happier soul radiating energy in all areas of your life. Get ready to understand the meaning and the message in your life. Shift obstacles to opulence. Experience powerful, intuitive coaching, live readings, and transformative tools as Sean and Jen dare you to live your best life.
Tune into Intuit University, compassionate guidance, connecting you to your inner wisdom with internationally renowned psychic and medium, Sherry Dillard. Each Thursday at 12 Pacific, 3 Eastern. Get ready for an hour of practical spirituality, fun, and a magic carpet ride into the spirit realm. This hit show is a combination of call-in readings and intuitive mentoring, as Sherry supports, inspires, and empowers you to create your highest good in relationships, career, finances, life purpose, spirituality, and more. For more information, visit SherryDillard.com.
How would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day, we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
Are you feeling stuck? Do you want to be free from fears and doubts and finally feel good about yourself, but you just don't know how to get there? Dr. Schaub's Accelerated Breakthrough Program provides you with the tools and solutions to go beyond your limitations and achieve self-empowered confidence. Call for your free phone consultation at 866-903-MIND. Visit CellularWisdom.com. That's CellularWisdom.com.
Laura Longley is on a mission to remove stuckness from your life for good and replace it Eastern for Blue Heron Wisdom Radio with Laura Longley, where authentic change takes flight. Say yes to that inspired you and goodbye to your stuckness as Laura and her guests deliver powerful ways to work through common problems in this fun and unique hit show. Check out Blue Heron Wisdom Radio with Laura Longley on TTRNetwork.com.
Hi, my name is Dr. Dane here from Access Consciousness. Are you a seeker, a dreamer, one of those people who's always known that there should be greater possibilities available but haven't yet been able to create it as your life? I'd like to help. Go to creatinggreaterpossibilities.com, where there's a free video and audio series created especially for you. Once again, creatinggreaterpossibilities.com. It's free, and it's designed to give you the actual tools that you need to create the life you've always been looking for. creatinggreaterpossibilities.com.
1230 WBLQ.
Hello, this is Sherry Dillard at Intuit University again, and I skipped out again. But hopefully, I'm going to cross my fingers and we will stay on. All right, real quick, we're going to talk to Daryl because I want to get into some really interesting things with Colin about kind of channels, entities that may be helping us along on the planet right now that you may be aware of, you may not be, but we're going to talk a little bit more about that. Daryl, are you there?
I am. Yeah, can you hear me?
Okay, great, yes. All right, so Daryl, you emailed me a question about some financial things, credit card consolidation. Tell me the name of the company that you want to consolidate with.
Okay, the name of the company.
Oh, wait a minute. Maybe we shouldn't do that. Just give me their initials. I'm sorry.
Okay. It's T. The first name starts with a T, and it's a law group.
Oh, okay. All right. Let me just see what we get with that.
They're based out of California.
Okay. All right. Well, I have to tell you that, all right. This is what I'm feeling. I'm feeling like they may have more than one plan for you or option for you, you know?
Right.
And I feel like don't try to get into something that's going to give you a little bit more time to pay things off, as opposed to being like, go for something, a longer program than a shorter program. Okay.
Okay.
Because I feel like it's going to put less stress on you. It's going to be easier. And, you know, you kind of want this to succeed. You know what I mean?
Right,
overall,
yeah.
I mean, I feel okay with them. I mean, you know, this kind of thing, you're always kind of got to definitely make sure you read the fine lines and all of that, you know. But I think overall it feels like a really good idea to do this, I have to say, because, you know, I feel like to kind of get the business going, it's really important to kind of have it all cleared out, you know, to have everything. Because then I feel lots of really, like we're talking about energy, but lots of that energy kind of building for you.
Okay. Yeah.
All right, Daryl, we're going to have to check out now because we got
problem.
Just here to talk about.
Thanks for answering, and I'll continue to listen in to your interview.
Yeah, it was nice talking to you, and thanks so much for the question.
All right, sure.
You take care. Okay,
yeah,
bye-bye. Okay, Colin, are you? Oh, we lost Colin. Okay,
no,
all right.
Still here.
Oh, you are there. Oh, great. Mm-hmm. Okay, good. Yeah. All right, Colin, let's talk. ETs, entities, all kinds of stuff that maybe people are familiar with, maybe not, but let's just start at the beginning. What is that? What's an ET in your perspective?
I could probably describe the sensation I get when I invite the presence of an ET. So, for example, race of ET, I suppose you could call them, would be the Arcturians. So I know them through the energy that I experience with inviting them in. So when myself and perhaps another journey person, somebody else who's accompanying me on a journey, we do this over the phone like we're talking now. We might say, okay, we're going to go up to a meeting place where we're going to meet these ETs. Mm-hmm. So we might describe a temple, or we might go onto one of their ships. Now, we're very confident that they have the ships out there. We just can't see them. Mm-hmm. And it's almost like you go into an energy shift. You go into a sort of a almost like a dimensional shift. So what I find with the experience I have is that I'm sitting in my body, quite obviously. I'm a human. I'm here on the planet Earth. But there's another part of me that I can actually feel and I can be with that is on the ship with these beautiful, loving beings. Mm-hmm. And so I'm actually conscious of both aspects of myself, shall we say. And so when I'm in the company of my these beautiful beings, I can then feel how they interact with one another. And they have a much more heart-centered interaction with each other than we do on Earth. We kind of shield ourselves from one another, and we don't interact at that kind of level at the moment. Mm-hmm. But I think that, you know, what they're teaching me, and they have been teaching me for a while, is just how to be, I would say, this much love together. And it's mm-hmm. actually perfectly all right. It's quite normal. Mm-hmm. Your hearts connect to one another. And one of the things that I experienced was actually what I'd describe as the one heart. And mm-hmm. so by that, it's as a race of beings, they actually have sort of one heart, all separate beings interconnected, but one heart energy. And when they invited me to, I'm choking up with emotion now, when they invited me to come and join them in that energy, I was just blown away with how, I just couldn't believe how much love I could sit and experience. And mm-hmm. so I think that's what these very loving beings mm-hmm. have come to help us understand, that actually so are we. So are we this much love. We don't have to pretend we're not anymore. Mm-hmm. We can actually quite comfortably sit and be this, and be normal with it. Mm-hmm. So that's, you know, so sort of one, and I've met many different types of being, if you like, as I've been traveling. But I think the Arcturians were the very first that I really experienced, and very, very accessible too. It's a bit like in your book, when you said invite Mary, Mother mm-hmm. Mary.
Right.
All you have to do is say, okay, I'd really, really like some help to understand just how you beautiful Arcturian beings experience love. I'd mm-hmm. like to invite you into my heart space and, commune with me, if you like. And mm-hmm. they'll turn up. They just will, because they you know, that's what they're here for, to help us.
So let me ask you a question that might seem really overly simplistic and... but I'm just curious as to your perspective on this. When you hear, do you believe, because I've had a few clients over the years, I have definitely worked with people who really feel that they have been taken up in actual physical ET spaceships and have had experiences that were more physical than what you're describing, that, you know, they actually physically felt that they had been, kind of pretty much left the planet there for a while and mm-hmm. connected and communicated in ways that they haven't experienced it as loving as what maybe you have and what I have. It's been more a little bit scary for them.
Yeah, and I think, I mean, I've been very fortunate in that the only experiences I've had have been of a loving nature. But having said that, there are, as you describe, beings of a less friendly nature out there too. And I think that one of our challenges at the moment, particularly now, is that there's a lot of information coming through that has the appearance of being benign and loving. Mm-hmm. This is channeled through so-and-so, and it's, you know, and you've really got to be discerning in that if it doesn't quite feel right, it probably mm-hmm. So there's right. might something in there where you're being asked to give your power away in a very nice and, you know, creative way, but actually it's still giving your power away. And I think that
Well, give us an example of that. How would someone know if they were being loving, asked to give their power away, but it's packaged in a way that might seem confusing, or what would that be like? Like, do you have any examples of that? Just so we'll know more.
I think the one that pops into my head was, and it was talking about what happened in 2012. Uh-huh. And it had to be coming from a very authoritative being. It might have been, I don't know, a lot of people are channeling my Archangel Michael, for example.
Yeah, a lot of people are, yeah.
To Tron, or, you know. So right. It sounds like it's coming from a really reliable source.
Mm-hmm.
But actually, when you get to the bottom of it, I remember one I read, and it was saying, well, okay, 2012, what happens at 2012 is all electrical current will start flowing in the other direction. So none of your devices are going to work.
I bumped into a lot of people who are also, I've had clients come who've also exactly been terrified, absolutely terrified right now of their cars not working, of money is a big one, of all the financial collapse. And yeah, and I mean, living on the edge, living in this very high stress environment of fear. And, you know, I've said that over and over. I've said that for years and years and years, is that the spiritual does not work in the flow of fear. Mm-hmm. And anything that's going to incite fear in someone, that something's going to be taken in a way that is just overwhelmingly, like you said, you know, getting your power away, is definitely not something that is working in that flow of love that you described earlier. So how, let's say that somebody is naturally kind of an open channel, that they are very sensitive. The 2012, it's arrived, it's here. People are feeling more energy. They're wanting to kind of engage more. They're feeling drawn into something. They're maybe a little bit nervous, though, about getting into something that they can't fully logically, third dimensionally understand. What advice would you have for someone on how, what to kind of look for? What directions should somebody like that go towards in order to experience these energies, like you say, and these kind of more benevolent, loving, kind of uplifting, as opposed to something that might just seem that way initially, but any certain practice or kind of protection prayers, or is anything like that that you can kind of maybe think of that would help someone now?
Well, the way I've learned how to be discerning, if you like, is to it's sort of like a bit like projecting into the future. So it's sort of like you play with the thought. So you think, okay, if I take action in this direction, what will I feel like in a week's time, in 2 weeks' time? So imagine yourself as a time traveler, and you travel in time, and then you're sitting there in the future, however long you decide that might be appropriate. So typically I might be 2 weeks, 3 weeks out, and then I imagine I'm sitting there in that future self and feeling what it was like having done or taken that decision, or, you know, taken that course. Maybe you're considering a course that you might be thinking about. Mm-hmm. So how does that feel now? Yeah, here I am, I've taken that decision, and I'm feeling actually not very good. Go back, take the other course, you know, take the other decision that you were, you know, so yes, no, whatever it is, go into the future. How would I feel? Actually, pretty good. Yeah. Okay, so that feels, and so I sort of test things like that.
That's a very good, I like that method very much. Now, obviously, you're using your intuition with that too. And you, even though you may not be aware of it, are definitely kind of more emotionally intuitive, and you're trusting that, which is really nice, you know, because what happens, I've found, with sometimes with people, is that they're able to kind of like do what you, you know, kind of that exercise, but yet there's a sense at some point of, well, is that what I want to be feeling? Is that, you know, the kind of people get into your heads a little bit too much and don't completely trust that emotional, intuitive sense of ours. But I think what you said earlier is the key, and that is, it's kind of almost like a sensing the heart opening, you know, a sensing of something even more powerful than your mind and powerful than your will in some ways that you can just really kind of synthesize and integrate with. We're talking to Colin Whitby here, and we're having a great conversation about all kinds of interesting things. If you do want to call in, if you've had an experience, like if anything that we're talking about, and you kind of want to ask him about it, please give us a call, 800-930-2819, and we're going to go to a break right now.
Change your coffee experience forever with Camino Island Coffee Roaster. Fair trade, certified organic, shade-grown delicious coffee. The Camino Island Coffee Roasters are giving back. Receive a free pound of the most popular single origin coffee, Papua New Guinea, to the first 250 callers. The number is toll-free, 855-438-8671. Just pay $8.95 shipping and handling, and you can try triple certified coffee for yourself. The number is toll-free, 855-438-8671. This is a free pound of coffee that retails at $16.95. Once you've tried this coffee, you will automatically be enrolled in the Coffee Lovers Club for free and will always receive free shipping and nearly 30% off retail of your coffee orders. This coffee is going to knock your socks off. That number again is 855-GET-TOP-1. We say top one because this coffee is the top 1% grade. That's 855-438-8671.
Tune into Intuit University, compassionate guidance, connecting you to your inner wisdom with internationally renowned psychic and medium, Sherry Dillard. Each Thursday at 12 Pacific, 3 Eastern. Get ready for an hour of practical spirituality, fun, and a magic carpet ride into the spirit realm. This hit show is a combination of call-in readings and intuitive mentoring, as Sherry supports, inspires, and empowers you to create your highest good in relationships, career, finances, life purpose, spirituality, and more. For more information, visit SherryDillard.com.
Tune in to Peace World Radio, vibrant conversations to change the world with Christina Jantz, each second Monday at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com and KKNW. This hit show is energetic, vibrant, and an engaging forum that's getting people talking. Christina brings you extraordinary and courageous people, bold in thought and action, who dare to dream that things can be different. Peace World Radio. Join the talk the world is having.
Do you play enough in your life? What if play and the absolutely ridiculous were the place that creativity and your brilliance hide out? Did you know that laughter and play are the elements of change? Let's unleash the playful creative you. Join Brenda St. Louis on November 20th at 6 p.m. Pacific for a free telecall, a play date with the ridiculous. This is the beginning of a 6 play dates with the ridiculous series. Sign up now at knowthatyouknow.com/playdate. Get your silly on and register now.
Hello, this is Sherry Dillard, and we're at Intuit University on a beautiful North Carolina cooler day here, which is actually kind of nice. We've had such warm weather this week. I'm with Colin Whitby, and I think, you know, Colin is this really amazing energy teacher. I don't know if you can experience it out there if you're feeling it, but I'm feeling it. I think just as he talks and describes this kind of the experience of energy, it's kind of it's just very opening, and it's nice shift. You know, and some people carry that energy, and I think you're one of them, Colin, and I think that you're modest about it, but I want people to be able to connect more with you and with what you're doing, because, you know, you're kind of really like right at the forefront, I feel, of this shift that we're feeling in energy. So how would, just tell people your, the website, how they would find that on the internet, and any other, I know you've got another website. How would people find you?
Well, my magazine, if you like, the website is themagicofbeing.com. So that's all one word, the magic of being.
Themagicofbeing.com, and that's the website. Okay.
Yeah, so there we post a lot of other people's work. The majority these days, I mean, I used to post a lot of my own, and you can see a lot of my own work on there. But these days, I've been so busy, I've just been able to post other people's work, and I haven't been writing my own very much. There's another site that I've been developing over the year called multidimensionalalchemy.com. And that was prompted by an interview I had with Peggy Black. She does the team, as she calls them. And the team, another bunch of ETs, if you like, and they said, "Well, you, really, Colin, you should be doing this alchemy work. You should be out there, like you just described, teaching energy, how energy flows, how that works with people."
Right.
So I put the site up there, and then I lost it. For some reason, I just couldn't get together. So what is it I do? How do I offer this out to people? So it's been there for a while, and I'm just about to pick it back up again. So do go there, do visit, see what's going on, and I'm sure in a very short time I'm going to actually start generating some new material and describing exactly what it is I think is going on and how I might be able to help if on your journey.
Yeah, that sounds very exciting. I'm definitely going to check that out. Yeah, you've got a really nice, calm, deep energy. And I feel like, you know, like we talked about earlier, you know, the whole idea of a shift, the whole idea of 2012 and ETs, and, you know, for some people, it's easy to kind of disregard it and to just kind of shut the door on it because it seems a little bit too out there and woo-woo and what does it have it for me. And I think that, you know, as we talk here, I feel like, you know, it's just a good reminder that it's happening and that as we open to energy and as we're able to kind of feel it and experience it, just as that kind of love and that connectedness to others, to ourselves at a deeper way, it becomes lots, you know, a lot more inviting in some ways, you know.
Yeah.
Now, you've also contributed to a book, 2012, Creating Your Own Shift, and this, oh, that's two books, right? Okay.
Yeah, so,
and
so
also.
Right. It was a book last year, and there's one that's that's released this year.
Oh, okay. Well, tell us about those books.
Well, they started off as, because I did a similar interview like this with Suzanne Lee. She does the multidimensional work, and she works with Arcturians, so we had something in common. And then she invited me to join her in the first book that was being brought together, and it had something like 38 authors. So
oh,
we
wow.
each had a paragraph or two to you know, a chapter. That went very well. So the second one then was thought of, and this one was The Sacred Shift, or subtitle, Co-Creating Your Future in a New Renaissance. And in that one, I was describing how we're all becoming one. So my piece was Being at One, which was a few pages of just how I'm perceiving the energy and how I think that we're all getting together now, joining together to do co-create our new future. So the perception that I'm getting is that we don't do this on our own anymore.
Mm-hmm.
So we don't sit in isolation meditating or whatever. We get into groups, we do it on Skype, or we do it as a group of people in a field, or however we want to do it. But we get together, we link hearts, and then we just generate such an energy that and at that point, when that energy is flowing at its maximum, we say, "What do I want?"
Oh, that's nice.
Peace.
Yeah,
I want
right.
love. I want in.
Right.
And together, we've generated that. And my sort of dream is that everyone on the planet gets it, how to do this. And we live in this ecstatic state, you know.
Sounds wonderful.
You know, why not?
Great. Yeah, I like that so much. That I completely agree with you too. That's one reason I'm thinking I'm going to be doing more group work myself, is that it does feel that way. It's externalizing more and more, and the more people that are kind of in that consciousness together, that oneness, then the stronger it just kind of, like, you know, radiates outward. I do want to throw my book into the pack too. The one book, the last book, Miracle Workers Handbook, The Seven Levels of Power Manifestation of the Virgin Mary, which is a book about the Divine Feminine. It's about this shift, and it's about a process, a method for being able to accept divine energy on a very deep level into our everyday lives and integrate it into everything that we're kind of experiencing. And that kind of just raises us, raises our vibration into a more accessibility to kind of the ascension energy that we're also at this time kind of able to experience. And I think that's some of what Colin's talking about too, is, you know, we call it different things. We call it, there's all kinds of different names, but essentially, you know, we're talking about being in that oneness with one another and that love and that place of letting go of our competitiveness and our need to control and accumulate and basically, you know, kind of destroy the beauty and the just, you know, everything that we have in this wonderful earth. And we got just a couple minutes here, Colin. I've really enjoyed having you. We didn't get to some things that I kind of wanted to get, but I think what we did was really good. I feel like I wanted to talk a little bit about the divine masculine with you, because I talk about the divine feminine a lot, and I feel like you're a really good example of divine masculine, which is kind of, you know, you definitely are able to vibe with the divine feminine. You know, the divine masculine and the feminine should definitely be vibing together, right?
Yeah, and this is something, this is an interesting thing, and I know we haven't very long to talk about it, but when I've connected with someone, perhaps like yourself, or there's a few other people who've been really into the divine feminine and bringing that in very powerfully, and it may or may not be a lady, but often as not, it is.
Right.
I'm able to balance then that energy with mine. So I'm standing here now in the divine masculine, and I can pull in that energy. So that comes from, you know, you might describe it as Yeshua or Sananda or, you know, Sanat Kumara, whoever you'd like to describe that energy as. It's the most amazing thing when somebody standing in the divine feminine and somebody standing in the divine masculine just link up and let the energy flow. You don't have to do anything.
It
by itself.
Yeah.
And then you just feel the whole thing click in and balance. Mm-hmm. And it's absolutely the most beautiful thing. And so I'm very, very fortunate that I have that capability, and I'm absolutely delighted to be here and be able to offer that.
Yeah, you really are very fortunate, because you carry it in a different way that I found in some men. You know, some men carry it in a very kind of like more cerebral way, you know. You seem to carry that energy to me a little bit more balanced in kind of what you said earlier, more cellularly throughout your whole body. And I think that's one reason, like, you're able to kind of accept these different energies too, is that, you know, it's coming in, I feel like, with you and all different kinds of, you know, if we're going to talk chakras, it's coming in on all the different kinds of levels of energy. But we're come to the end of our hour here. It has been great having you, Colin. And again, please check out Colin's website, The Magic of Being, his own website, multidimensionalalchemy.com. It's going to not go away. You know, energy is not going away. It's only going to intensify as we become more and more energy ourselves. And so equip yourself, learn, experience, and life opens up in a way that you can't even really verbally describe, but it's wonderful. And Colin, thank you so much for being here. It's been great having you, and I look forward to kind of checking out more of what you're doing. So thank you, everybody. I will be here next week at this same time.
You've been listening to Intuit University, Compassionate Guidance, connecting you to your inner wisdom with internationally renowned psychic and medium, Sherry Dillard. Tune in each Thursday at 12 Pacific, 3 Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com and get ready for an hour of practical spirituality, fun, and a magic carpet ride into the spirit realm. Each week, Sherry will combine call-in readings and intuitive mentoring as she supports, inspires, and empowers you to create your highest good in relationships, career, finances, life purpose, spirituality, and more. For more information about Sherry and to schedule your personal session, visit www.sherrydiller.com. That's www.sherrydiller.com. See you next week on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
We are living in a time of great challenges and greater opportunity for transformation. The good news is that public awareness of the need for change is also growing exponentially. More than ever, your transformative message is needed to empower millions across the globe.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pat, host of The Dr. Pat Show, and I'm excited about announcing an unprecedented opportunity for growth as we expand our broadcast by launching Transformation Talk Radio and the Transformation Network. Join me and a team of amazing people and host your own show on Transformation Talk Radio. Get ready to expand your horizons, tap into the best listeners anywhere, and join one of the most positive and expansive networks today.
Historically, there came a time when the boundary of water was transcended as man developed the boat, and the barriers of water became freeways. Join Dr. Pat as she launches this exciting venture. To host a show, call 1-800-930-2819 or email host at transformationtalkradio.com.
Transformation Talk Radio, a higher consciousness perspective. The hosts on Transformation Talk Radio offer a positive and new paradigm shift, a new vision for a collective future. They are empowering and helping all of us experience a powerful wave of personal shifts and cultural change as we break through to even greater levels of awareness. Take down our toll-free number, 1-800-930-2819. Call in, connect, make sure you tap into some of the world's most empowering psychics, healers, and more. Get an on-air reading with the best. Tune in, TransformationTalkRadio.com. Hey, everybody, we'll see you there.
TransformationTalkRadio.com. Transform your life.
I used to be afraid, and now I love. I feel like fear just cripples you and love frees you. Thank you so much for doing what you're doing and changing from fear to love and showing people that that's the only way. I love, I love, I love. I no longer fear. Thank you.
You're tuned in to Transformation Talk Radio. Think the Dr. Pat shows the cat's meow? Just listen to what some of her transformative guests have had to say.
What's your personal message? What would you like to leave us with?
Believe in yourself always. Remember that you are a gift. You are a miracle. And the only way you can return any part of that gift is what you do with it. Live into yourself. Be that miracle.
I love it. Eldon Taylor, everyone.
And thank you, Pat. I love joining you. You're a wonderful host.
Thank you. And we're going to bring Eldon back because we just haven't even scratched the surface here. Thank you all for tuning us in, turning us on.
Thank you for listening. And keep us tuned in right here on Transformation Talk Radio.
Transformation Talk Radio, a higher consciousness perspective. The hosts on Transformation Talk Radio offer a positive and new paradigm shift, a new vision for a collective future. They are empowering and helping all of us experience a powerful wave of personal shifts and cultural change as we break through to even greater levels of awareness. Take down our toll-free number, 1-800-930-2819. Call in, connect, make sure you tap into some of the world's most empowering psychics, healers, and more. Get an on-air reading with the best. Tune in, TransformationTalkRadio.com. Hey, everybody, we'll see you there.